reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus approached the boundary of Gadara, he encountered two men coming out of the tombs. They were possessed by demons and were so savage that no one could travel along the road. With a sudden shriek, they cried, "Why meddle with us, Son of God? Have you come to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a large herd of swine was feeding. The demons kept appealing to Jesus, "If you expel us, send us into the herd of swine." Jesus answered, "Out with you." At that, they came out and entered the swine. The whole herd went rushing down the bluff into the sea and were drowned. The swineherds took to their heels and upon their arrival in the town related everything that had happened, including the story about the two possessed men. The upshot was that the entire town came out to meet Jesus. When they caught sight of him, they begged him to leave their neighborhood. The Gospel of the Lord. C.S. Lewis has a well-known children's story that many of us have probably read to our children or nieces or maybe just for our own pleasure. The name of it is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The lion's name is Aslan, and in part of the story, when the children are going to meet the lion Aslan, who is a Christ figure in the story, the children aren't sure if the lion is a good beast or one to be feared. So the children express their fear to Mrs. Beaver and ask if the lion Aslan is safe to be with, or should they be nervous when they meet him. You can almost see Mrs. Beaver's response, nodding her head yes. They should be nervous, as she says, "That you will be, dearies. Make no mistake. If there's ever anyone who has appeared before Aslan without their knees knocking, they are either braver than most or they are just plain silly." After hearing that, with wide eyes, the children reply, "Then he's not safe." "Safe?" says Mrs. Beaver. "Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." Well, the townsfolk in the gospel today experience the power of a good God, and it frightens them out of their wits. His power doesn't seem safe. The whole scene was too much for them. They had probably seen the possessed men wandering among the tombs, but the sight and sound of those men shrieking at Jesus and the sudden burst of energy that caused the herd of swine to rush across the hillside and down the bluff into the sea terrified them. What struck me as I read this gospel today is how fear keeps them from distinguishing between the dark spirit that caused havoc and destroyed the two men's lives, and the spirit of Jesus that freed the men from the deadly controlling spirits that locked them out of society and kept them wandering among the dead. The townsfolk's response to Jesus is unusual. Most of the time when Jesus cures a person, those present are struck with awe and wonder and gratitude. But not these folks. In this scene, fear gets the best of them. And we too know fear is a powerful emotion. It can hold us in its clutches and prevent us from living a full life. We, like the people of Gadara, who beg the word of God to leave their neighborhood, can do the same thing in our lives, even though we are a little more subtle about it. Fear can keep us from trusting God's power in our lives. It can keep us from asking for forgiveness of another. Fear of conflict or criticism can keep us from speaking the truth to our families or in our communities. Fear's voices Fear voices itself in rash judgments, angry comments, and dismissive remarks. We could be like the people of Gadara and back away from the stranger, fearing that what will be required of us is too scary or might be too demanding. Or we can welcome the stranger of Gadara and boldly hold the tensions that come from following him. The tensions we feel each morning as we recommit ourselves to a deeper relationship with him through periods of daily prayer, critical analysis of the issues of the day, and the generosity of spirit that living the gospel requires of us. Our struggles to follow the gospel in every aspect of our lives with all of our contradictions will cause the false crosses to fall away, while those we must accept will stay there, in the middle of our lives, pulling right and left, up and down, until they pull us open at our true center, where the power of love rests. Where Christ meets us again and again, not as a stranger to be feared, but as the incarnation of unconditional love, a love that will heal our fears and free us from anything that holds us captive.